Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's March 13, 2023. Today we're practicing our healing invocation variations. So you're here if you want to learn how to do these more skillfully. And it's important because these healing invocations are so amazingly good at healing stuff really fast. And it's good to know the various ways you can proactively get that going on. Okay, so as always, we are going to begin with our usual setup. We're going to call the directions, bring in the allies, set up the container, get into embodied awakening, and then we'll get into the actual practice. I'm anticipating this will take about an hour. So if you can set that much aside, as always, as we do energetic events, I do request that you give us your full and undivided attention because you are co-creating our energy field and the quality of your attention affects not only you, but everybody else. So please be fully present if you possibly can. If you have to leave early, that's fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out. And they will happily do that, and that will not disrupt the proceedings. And this applies along with everything I say, even if you're on the recording. All right, so I invite you to close your eyes. And if I yawn, it's not about fatigue, it's about energetic release happening. It's shamanic yawning. So with your eyes closed, become aware of how your body feels. And how the energy in and around your body feels, if you have awareness of that. I'm just resting that for a moment. While y'all are doing that, let me just welcome all the people who I currently see on the live call. Welcome Brian, Cass, Jim, Eric, Fran, James, Laura, Linda, Marie, Marianne, Nikki, Pam, Phyllis, Sri Pancha Avatar, and Taylor. Taylor, I don't think I've seen you here before. Welcome if you are new. I think you are. So so glad to have all of you here who are on the live call, as well as everyone who's joining us on the recording. As I say, from time to time, about 90% of members only come in via the recordings. All right, so let's go back to your body and the energy in and around it. Just feel that you're getting a baseline. It's good to have a comparison point. So as I call the directions and call the allies, just feel energy moving, and whatever it does, just notice it passively. If you don't have awareness of that, that's okay. Just feel your breath come and go. Passive either way. Pachamama Mamakiya Wirakocham Inti Kwichi sweet. To prepare myself, I call in my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, and service to other fourth density or higher consciousness. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama, the hugging saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining Ascended Masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. Ooh, nice energy. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Mount Washington, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Alrighty, there's our container. Anyone who wishes to call any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to call them now. We'll leave a moment for them to arrive. Alrighty, thank you very much. The energy is even sweeter. Okay, so our final setup is to do embodied awakening invocation. And for anyone who's new to this, we're just going to invite our higher self to merge with our human self to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So let's get that going. So you're about to speak to the higher self, and then I'll give you the guidance as we do it. So say the following out loud to your higher self: maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Relax and just let the higher self come to you. This means I recommend you don't use any effort, willpower, don't try to make anything happen, don't stop anything from happening, don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything, just relax and feel what's happening. If you feel energy moving, just feel what it's doing. If you don't feel that, just rest in passive breath awareness. Either way, passive, passive, passive. If at some point you realize you're distracted, just gently return your attention to feeling energy or breath. If the distraction is still there in the background, just let it be there. Don't fight or resist. Just let it be in the background, but put your attention on what you're feeling or the breath you're feeling. A lot of us are there, but there's a final nuance you can do if it's helpful. Just drop to no effort at all. Let's see if you still have an experience at zero effort. So if it's zero effort, you still have awareness of energy or breath without trying. That's enough effort. You want to use the least effort that holds awareness. If that's not enough effort, add barely enough effort back to feel energy or breath. If you overdo the effort, it makes it harder for your higher self to do what you ask. We're pretty solid. It feels really good. So how do you know if you're in embodied awakening? The following will all be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. So you can check all those boxes. You're there. And there's a great deal of embodied awakening in the field. It feels like the vast majority, if not all of us, are there. So just relax into that. We'll leave just a moment for anyone who isn't quite all the way in. And all the way in is a bit of a misnomer. You can check all the boxes, but there's always deeper awakening available beyond the one you're at, and you'll open to it when the time is right. You don't have to be in embodied awakening to proceed with the rest of our work today, but it helps. The more awakened you are, the easier everything else becomes. Except for suffering. Suffering becomes harder when you're in embodied awakening. And that's a good thing. And I just realized that could be misinterpreted. I should be more accurate to say it becomes harder to experience suffering at all when you're in embodied awakening. All right. That's what happens when I go off script. All right. So just check if you're in embodied awakening. Again, is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless. Alrighty. So let's practice. So to do the, So the healing invocation is really simple. Its shortcut form is just seven words, maximum healing that serves highest good, please. And it's good to do anytime you get triggered. You have a challenging emotion, a challenging physical sensation. Just say to your higher self, maximum healing that serves highest good, please. And then just go passive, except you're holding gentle attention wherever it doesn't feel good. And all you have to do is just hold attention where you want the healing to happen, wherever that unpleasant feeling may be, and use the least effort needed to hold full attention. I recommend applying a little more effort, a little less effort until you find the sweet spot, barely enough effort to feel it all the way. Also, whatever challenge is arising, feel it 100% no filter. There are some, healing teachers who say you should titrate and only feel a certain percentage. When you do healing invocation, your higher self does the titration for you. It gives you whatever percentage of that trauma or bad feeling you're ready to experience. So you at the ego level can just open 100% to it, and your divine intelligence will give you the appropriate amount. It makes it simpler. All righty. However, that's not the most effective way for us to practice, because the trick is, once you do embodied awakening invocation, a lot of times you feel so good. You say, I'm scanning, my body feels great, my emotions feel great, there's nothing to work on. So not an effective way to do a practice session. So I just wanted to bring that up front so you know how to work with it if you have something spontaneously arise. But we have ways here to bring stuff up, whether you've initially felt it or not. So we're going to start with drawing up a past trauma. So what we're going to do is, don't do it yet, but you're going to think of a trauma from your past. And the criterion is, it has to be strong enough that every time you think about it, it creates challenging emotions. It has to have a charge to it. So select, well, let me give you a moment to just pick, you know, anything that brings up a challenging charge when you remember it will do. It can be anything from the worst thing that ever happened to you to something that brings up a little bit of a charge. You know, how big a one you want to work on is up to you, but this will work fine with anyone you choose. So I'm going to give you a moment to pick that trauma. And if I was a smart ass in class, I'd say, well, all trauma best. Ho, 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 ho. So hopefully you've picked the challenging experience again. Remembering it should bring up challenging emotions. And we're going to let our higher self hopefully heal this for us now. So first, double check if you're in embodied awakening. Again, we want to max out embodied awakening before we do this so that it's easiest. Everything is easier and more effective when you're in embodied awakening. So if you're not fully in embodied awakening, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless, take a moment to top it off. If you need to, say maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please, and give it just a few seconds to see if it gets any stronger, if you want to do that. If you're already there, just hang out a minute. The field's getting stronger. Some of y'all are doing it. Thank you. Okay, good. Now that you've chosen your trauma, imagine it. I want you to remember the trauma, focusing on the most traumatic moment of whatever happened, and make it as vivid in your imagination as you can. Again, your higher self is going to prevent this from overwhelming you. So go to full recollection. And now that you're remembering it as vividly as you can, note, am I having an emotional response? Is there challenging energy arising in my body because I'm holding this memory? So notice, where in the body is the challenging energy? Is it in one spot? Is it in more than one area? Just feel it where you feel it. And wherever it's strongest, give it a number, 0 to 10. 0 is I've got no challenge at all. 10 is it's as strong as I can possibly imagine it being. So give it a number from 0 to 10 on the intensity scale. So now you know where it is in your body. You know the intensity of it. Now stop visualizing. The challenging energy will remain. And now we call for the healing. So repeat after me to your higher self right now. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Let the words go. Put your attention wherever the challenging feeling is. As in all the healing invocation variations and the healing invocation main one, you're just going to feel the challenging energy completely, 100%, no filter. So put your attention right there where that uncomfortable energy is. Hold full attention on it. If you can merge with it, merge with it. Your higher self is above and beyond all this stuff, so it cannot be harmed by it. Just give it your deepest, fullest attention. And if you aren't already in the sweet spot of barely enough effort, play with effort level a bit, a little more effort until you discover that I'm putting more effort than is helpful because extra effort is not giving me extra awareness. Drop the effort down until it's so low that you're losing awareness of the challenging energy. Go back and forth a little bit. Find the sweet spot, barely enough effort to feel the challenging energy 100%. And that sweet spot will just kind of lock itself in when you hit it. Once you hit the sweet spot, just relax into it. Usually, if you're just kind of learning how to do this, it's surprising how little effort it takes to have a complete awareness of the feeling. Okay, I think most of us are sweet spotted, if not all. So just rest in there. So your job is to feel it 100% with no filter. Again, you're no longer visualizing. You're just working with the challenging energy that's left over from the visualizing you already did. And your job now is to keep your attention on the challenging feeling the best you can. There may well be thoughts or images swirling around in the background. That's fine. Let them swirl. But just don't focus on them. Focus on the feeling. Feel whatever it is. Feel the challenge completely. Like I said, 100%, no filter. Some of you may be feeling a flushing of energy. You might feel, well, I've got some heavy energy flushing out my hands, flushing out my feet, going down into Mother Earth. If so, fantastic. Let it flush. The energy might leave other ways. It might not even leave at all, but just transmute to love and light right where it is. Whatever's happening, just let it happen. Your higher self is managing this for you. You've asked it to heal it for you. You showed it what to heal. And now your ego remains passive and allows the healing to happen. When you're fairly new to this process, there are two challenges people tend to have. One is staying passive enough. The principle here is that your human self needs to be 100% passive to allow the higher self to do all the healing for you. That means no effort, no willpower, no trying, no doing techniques. You're just passive and simply feeling the sensation, and that is it. If you stay that passive, then your higher self can heal it for you because of your passivity, and I guarantee you it'll heal it a lot more effectively and quickly and easily than your human self could ever do it. It's just a better healer. It's just the way the game is played. Just relax, let your higher self do it for you, and let it do it however it wants. If it flushes, if it transmutes, whatever it chooses is perfect. Just let it happen. Do not micromanage the process. Let your higher self run it. You're just holding attention, showing the higher self where the healing is desired. So I personally am feeling less of that flow. I tend to get the average experience of everybody. So it looks like this healing round is winding down, but I'm going to wait till I feel all of the energy flow stopping. By the way, on this call, if I wrap up a process and you're still doing it, you stay with your healing process as long as you need to. Even if you need to ignore whatever I'm doing next, it's okay. So what I'm feeling now is I've just shifted to feeling a lot more euphoria, and I'm definitely feeling mostly like a being of energy. So check yourself. Do you right now, as you feel your human self, does it now feel more like energy than solid matter? And is there a rising sense of euphoria? This happens very routinely on healing invocation processes because according to the great onion of consciousness, which many of you know about, you know, you've got this beautiful higher self at the core already profoundly awakened. You got your human self down on earth And around your gorgeous higher self, that beautiful ball of light, is all these onion layers, dark layers of unhealed wounds and trauma. When you do a healing invocation, one of those layers peels off. And the absence of that layer allows more of that light to come through to your human part, which translates to more euphoria and deeper awakening. You cannot do an effective healing round without experiencing a corresponding deeper awakening. It's a beautiful setup. So see if you don't feel different now, if you aren't in a different state. Remember, we had you check when we started. How did you feel? Do you feel different now? So I'm feeling a little bit more effort in the field than is helpful. I want you to relax now to either zero effort or go back to that sweet spot of barely enough effort to feel the challenging energy that remains, if there's any left. Oh, so much better. Thank you all for responding so quickly. Everybody affects the field. So when I make observations like that, it's just for everybody's good. Yeah, that's euphoric. So I'm getting that's a pretty good wrap up. Now, again, if you are still in your healing process, you can stay with it as long as you want. But my sense is most of us are good and have had the healing round completed. So feel how you feel and note, did you feel a significant shift by doing that healing round? And the final step when we've done a deliberate calling up of an old trauma is we check our work. So to do this, remember the number you assigned to the initial round when you pulled up this trauma in the first place. Remember that number 0 to 10 you chose. Remember where you felt the challenging energy. Now I want you to once again bring up the memory of the exact same trauma. Bring it up in your memory just as you did the first time. Just remember the details of what happened, just as you did the first time around. Just the recall of the incident. Make it as vivid as you can. And now note your emotional response. Is there any challenging feeling arising? If so, where is it, and what's the 0 to 10 intensity level? Just note that. And now let it go. So now let's get some feedback. I'm going to allow unmuting. Oh, it's already available. So I would love some feedback now. This is part of our process when we do these practice sessions. So anyone is welcome to unmute themselves and let me know anything notable that happened, or if you have a question about this, or you can type it in the chat, whatever. But let's take a moment here now for feedback. Please, y'all let me know what your experience was there. Seems to be a great deal of reticence. Oh, Anna, hi.
Hi. I brought up a trauma. I was suspended at work within the last year, and that was very difficult and traumatic for me. So when I first brought it up, I felt my heart was racing, and I had been actually suffering from a lot of scapular tightness. But it felt like a lot of tightness in my chest, and my heart was racing. And after we did the maximal healing, I was surprised that some of the tightness in my scapula let go, which was not even where I put my attention. I put my attention on my front chest, and that lessened. And it felt like, I think, like you said, something just washed out of me. And when we did the recheck, my heart was still racing, but I didn't have any feeling. I just had the physical heart racing, but no emotional anxiety or anything that came up the first time.
And do you remember the intensity number you assigned to the emotional intensity the first time when you did it?
I did. I said 4 to 6. And then when we did the recheck, I'm like, I have no, it's like a zero.
Zero.
I'm like, yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. Well done.
Thank you.
And that is more often than not, that's the feedback I get with a deliberate healing round like that. So well done. And did you get the altered state where you have some nice euphoria now from the process?
I have a calmness, and you know what? I will take that.
So what happens? Is it true that you're not super energetically sensitive, that feeling energy is not super easy for you?
Well, more or less it actually is. I feel like I can pick up on people in situations more than I'd like to.
Okay, but in terms of awareness of your own inner energy, your divine energy, is it easier for you to feel that typically inside yourself?
I don't think so. No, I don't think
so. So what typically happens is, you know, you can be empathic in the external world, but if you're not easily feeling, then the first level of awareness is, I feel more calm, I feel more relaxed, I feel more peaceful, just broadly. And that actually is perception of divine energy. So you're getting a good start. And as you start peeling layers and become more sensitive internally, then you start to have more specific experiences and more nuance of awareness. Yeah. So you're off to a fantastic start, Anna. I'm so glad you had such a great experience there.
Thank you, Benjamin. Thank you.
And is this your first time on a call with us?
It is.
Well, thank you for joining and thanks for being here. I so appreciate you jumping in and checking it out.
Thank you, Benjamin.
Yeah. Thank you for the great feedback. And Linda has typed, I became more detached from my trauma. The trauma caused me anger, and now it's easier. And Brian says, my challenging emotion went from a 7 to a 0. Thank you. Awesome. Glad to hear that, Brian. That's awesome. Anyone else who wants to give feedback or ask a question before we go to our next thing? I guess not. Okay. So three feedbacks. That's great. Okay. So another variation on the healing invocation is a next in line healing. So let's try that and see what our experience is. Hang on. See the idea here? You could be feeling 100% great, but your thinking is, you know what? I really get that if I want to awaken more quickly, I've got to release any trauma that's in the way of it, and I need to peel those onion layers. And I, at the ego level, may not have any idea what's next in line to heal, but my higher self always knows. So what this invocation does is it assigns whatever's next to the higher self, and you just say whatever's next, bring it up, and you feel it. So let's try that. So close your eyes. And again, let's redo embodied awakening to make sure you're maxed out, just in case there's a little more room for a little more awakening for you. So start by feeling your body and your energy field. Just feel wherever it's at. Good. So now say to your higher self, maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. And become passive. Just leave a moment to top off the tank if there's any room. That feels good. Feels like the whole group vibration went up a little bit. Well done, folks. All right. So now, again, just really feel how you feel. Get your baseline, because I want you to compare after the process to see what's changed. You have to know what happened first before you can know what happened second. So just make a somatic snapshot of how you feel. Don't use words. It's not a concept thing. It's a feeling thing. So just feel how you feel. Good. Okay. So now we're going to do next in line. So you're going to say the following out loud if you can to your higher self. If for some reason you can't speak out loud, just think it. Here we go. maximum next in line healing that serves highest good, please. And let the words go. So now, while you're waiting for the healing to show up, you just hold general full body awareness, just again using the minimum effort needed to feel the whole body at once. For some people, that's no effort at all. They can literally relax down to zero effort and they still have full body awareness without even trying. If you can do it at zero, that's awesome. If you try zero and you lose the body awareness, then add back barely enough effort to feel your whole body at once, including the energy body, if you have that awareness. There you go. Feels good. And just relax. And your job is to hang out, be passive, be patient. And at some point, you'll feel some kind of healing process starting. You'll feel some kind of challenging energy arise somewhere. It might be just physical, it might be just emotional, it might be both. And just be with whatever arises. Now, some people, they can just do one area at a time. But if you're noticing that more than one area at a time is getting healing energy, then try to relax and feel all of it at once and see if that's possible for you. If it does work that way, then you can just hold a kind of general, easy, full body awareness. And it's like effort will naturally go where it's needed to hold awareness where it's needed. And you're flexible and you let it move around if it needs to. I hope that's a clear instruction. If that's too complicated, just hold attention wherever the challenging energy might be strongest. Or wherever it is strongest. Okay, so I'm feeling a lot of shaking in my body. We must be underway. So relax and just feel the energy. I may be a bit less talkative this time, so just know that even if I'm not yammering away, that I'm holding space with you. Feel whatever challenging energy arises and just be present with it. Let your higher self do the healing. I'm feeling a lot of healing happening in the field. Well done, everybody. Each of us might be having a little bit different experience, so just relax into whatever your experience is. So overall, I'm feeling mostly heavy energy, but I'm feeling some of that nice euphoria starting to creep in around the edges. Please hold no preference whether your dominant experience is challenging or euphoric. Just let it be what it is. It is you holding awareness on the challenging energy for as long as it's present that enables the euphoria to rise at all. Now there's a lot more euphoria in my experience, and I tend to experience overall what the group is going through. So it looks like, as with any good healing round, the euphoria is gradually increasing as the heavy energy either drains out or transmutes to love and light. See if you don't feel more like a being of energy now than a being of solid matter. As this process continues, I'm going to physically step out briefly to take a quick piss and know that I'm going to stay with you energetically as I do this. So my body will be temporarily away from the computer, but my spiritual self will still be with you. So stay with your process. Okay, my body's back. Feels like we still got a lot of energy moving, so just stay with your process. Once again, we're letting the higher self pick and choose what healing is needed on our behalf, and then we're just feeling it. You may feel challenging energy come up and have no idea what it is. I call that an ignorance is bliss healing. You can completely heal stuff once and for all and never have a clue what it was. Such a healing is just as effective as if you did know what it was. And it could be that as the healing goes through, you get an image or a thought to let you know what it is that you're clearing. That's great. Note that. And then let the image or thought be in the background and put your attention back on feeling the energy. Your higher self will let you know what it is, if that serves your highest good. If it's better not to know, it'll be an anonymous clearing. Boy, that's a sweet altered state there. A lot of y'all are feeling really good right now. Okay, I feel like we've peaked and we're slowly winding up this healing round, so just stay with it. If you've already wrapped yours, just relax and just feel, just enjoy the nice energy you're in after it's all done. Chances are good that it'll be a more euphoric, more awakened state. Just relax and enjoy that. If you're still in your process, let's give it a moment longer. That feels complete. So as before, if you're still in a healing process, stay in it as long as you need to. But my feeling empathically is that most of us are done. So please take a moment to feel the energy state of your body, including your light body. And remember, I had you check in before we started this, next in line healing round, how you felt then. Feel that compared to how you feel now. This is how you check your work when you've done a next in line healing round. Just notice the difference in how you feel. And now that you got a sense of that, once again, let's open it up for feedback. Anyone who has a question, a comment, you can unmute and speak. If you're on the phone, that's *6. Otherwise, just click that mic icon. I would love some feedback on that round and see what people's experience was.
Benjamin, it's Anna.
Well, go ahead.
I have a question. So when we did the next in line healing, I felt a lot of pressure in my head, mm-hmm. in my sinuses. Does that correspond or mean anything that it was that particular part as opposed to others?
I have no idea.
Okay. Fair enough.
You know, I've had so many phenomena arise when I do next in line healings and similar things, and I've stopped even wondering what it's about. You know,
okay. What
I've learned is that what the healing does, basically, like I said, if I need to know, I'll get a thought or image just popping on its own to let me know what that is. If I don't get any, explanation, I just say, okay, whatever it is, it's good.
That's the way it was. Okay. No, that makes sense. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Great question. And that's hard to accept at first when you're still kind of all in your brain. But that's after, like, oh God, 17 years of work with, ayahuasca and San Pedro and these invocations. It's like, if I'm not told, I really don't need to know. I've had so many profound healings and never had a clue what they were. And I felt so much better consistently afterward. I said, whatever that was, I feel so much better. And I guess I just didn't need to know. And I'm
confused. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Thank you.
Great question. Anybody else got a question or comment about what just happened? Laura types, my emotion went from an 8 to a 0. Awesome. Good job, Laura. Anybody else have a question or comment? Last call for feedback on this round before we do one more.
Hi, it's Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi. This was more intense for me almost than the initial trauma one.
Okay.
And it almost seemed like my body, when you were moving, it's like my body started moving, and it was so... the movement was moving the trauma out, or it the movement helped.
Yes.
But I became more aware of physical discomfort.
Okay.
And it's like it went from emotional into some physical stuff. It's not painful. It's just kind of there. So.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
That's great. So, yeah, if you just let your higher self do what it does, it knows.
And the other thing is, it's very hard for me to get out of my head.
Uh-huh.
And to be silent and not let stuff come up. So I can get to that peaceful and calm, and then, I don't know, something will emerge.
Uh-huh.
But I'm doing better.
Okay. So are you saying less of that happened tonight than would usually be the case?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. And let me say, I never said that it was not okay for thoughts and things to come up and sensations.
Oh,
that is all okay. Part of the healing process. What I specifically said was, if thoughts and images arise, let them be there. Do not resist or fight them, but don't focus on them. Put your attention on the feeling.
Okay.
Having thoughts and images is a natural and integral part of the healing process. So there's nothing wrong with that. Okay. So you just, but if you focus on them, you'll, it's easy to get caught up and distracted by thoughts and images. But if you're on feeling, it helps the healing process, in my experience, to go faster and easier. Does that make sense?
Thank you. Because if they come up, I've been thinking, oh, yes, they're there. Uh-huh. And then I go back to just being more silent within. Or I don't need that. Or
no, don't. That's a resistance, you see?
Yeah.
Just let them be there. It's okay.
Okay.
You can't do a healing of significance. And, well, I'm not going to make a definitive statement, but it frequently happens that thoughts and images pop up in the field. That's just part of the healing. It's fine.
Okay.
Resistance just,
okay.
But focus as best you can on the feeling. And as you get better and better on just on the feeling, I think you'll find that the healings go faster and easier when you do that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Great observation, Phyllis. Thanks for sharing that. Anybody else with feedback before we do one more quick round? All righty. Good feedback, everyone. So the last version is kind of a specialty one where you focus on disturbing thoughts. And this one, if you don't have a nagging thought, it's a little hard to practice it. So if you don't have a nagging thought, then just do a next in line healing again. Okay. But check your field. And if there's some kind of thought that's still with you and it's just persistent and just won't let you alone, the same kind of recycling thought form or you know, thought stream, just notice right now as you just feel, do I have some obsessive thought or recurring series of thoughts that are running right now? Just see if anything is like that right now. If your mind is spacious and clear, don't worry about it. If not, if later you get into some kind of strong thought loop, then you can do this technique then. So I'm going to lead the what I call the two-story thought house variation on the healing invocation. And again, if you don't currently have a nagging thought, it's okay. Just do another next in line healing round instead. But I will lead the thought form version. So assuming you have a thought that is kind of obsessively in there, okay? So for starters, just be present with the thought and right there with it, noticing what it's doing. And notice that the thought is running on its own. You know, the conscious you is not making the thought happen. It's just kind of running on autopilot. So just notice that. The thought has a certain amount of energy on its own. So imagine now that you're on the first floor of a house and there's stairs. So you're going to leave all the thought forms on the ground level and you're going to go up the stairs and there's a balcony. Okay, the stairs go up and around and now you're on this balcony on the second floor and you can look right down on the first floor where all the thoughts are. So you're above the thoughts looking down on them. And they still have some of their own steam and you're simply observing the thoughts from up here. You're not engaging with them. You're observing them doing their thing on their own because thought forms are independent little entities. Okay. Now let's just do healing invocation. So say the following: maximum healing that serves highest good, please. And now, whatever that persistent thought is, give it your full attention from above, but you are a distant spectator. You are watching it do its own thing on its own, under its own power. You are an impersonal passive witness who is not engaging with the thought, but just watching it on its own. And as you do this, you'll notice the thought form is slowing down, losing steam, losing coherence, fading out, and eventually it's just gone. So the idea here, you got an obsessive thought. First, you give it your full attention and just notice it completely. You go up the stairs, look down at it from above, witness it from a distance without engaging with it. If you mistakenly start engaging with it habitually, just notice every time that happens and put yourself back on that balcony on the second floor and look down at it from a distance without engaging. Then you say the healing invocation, maximum healing that serves highest good, please, and just keep viewing that thought from a distance until it just poofs out. So that's how to do that. If you still have the thought form going, then just let's witness it a bit longer. If you've already poofed it out, then just relax for a moment. Just enjoy whatever state you're in. Just to be super clear, you are not resisting the thought. You're not fighting it. You're not trying to change it. You're letting the thought do exactly what it wants to do. You're just not feeding it energy by engaging with it. Anything you resist persists. You're simply the passive witness, watching it do what it can on its own, but without energy, without engagement from you, it quickly runs out of steam and pops out of existence. And that's that. So that's a pretty simple one. So any feedback or questions on that one? If so, unmute and speak or type in the chat.
Two questions.
Hi, Anna.
Please. What if the thought doesn't disappear completely? Like I pictured my thought was this angry cloud that was raining. And then towards the end, it stopped raining, but it was still a pretty dark cloud. And that's
Well, in that case, just watch it longer.
And okay.
If you watch it long enough, that cloud will probably dissolve and then there just won't be anything left.
Okay. And then the second question is, it was like this furry, angry thing that transformed into a butterfly towards the end.
Nice.
Is that okay? Does the butterfly have to poof? But I'm like, these are pretty friendly looking butterflies.
Well, I think what you had there was a transmutation.
Okay.
So the symbology suggests to me that was there a thought associated with a butterfly or was it strictly an image?
No, there was a thought associated and then that thought disappeared and I just saw butterflies.
That sounds great. And did it feel good to have just the butterfly? Was that a good feeling when that happened?
It did. It did. Yeah.
Then it's good.
Okay. Perfect.
So that's you know, not the normal script, but sometimes the divine improvises and you get different things happen. As long as it feels good, you know, that's the most important thing. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Well done. Good job. And Fran has typed, does it have to be just one with, if one phase, another takes its place, can you just keep watching until more appear? Yes, you can. Yeah, if you focus on a single thought and it's gone, there's another one, just same thing, repeat as needed. Phyllis, hi.
Hi. Well, I had one obsessive thought, you know, when you keep on thinking about something all the time.
Yep.
And what I did was up on the balcony, I just sent it love, or it became light.
Okay.
And then it turned into love, and then it merged with me.
Huh.
And it was a phenomenal experience, and it went quickly. So thank you.
You're welcome. So is this thought still around, or has it disappeared now?
It's mostly pretty gone, yeah.
Okay, so what you did was a different technique than what I taught, but it worked. And there's all kinds of stuff that works. And as long as it works, that's good. So,
well, the thought just kind of, as I said, turned into light. It just became lighter and lighter. And then it kind of merged with me. And then it was kind of like love. It was,
that's
it was beautiful.
Yeah. So the only point I'm making is that's different than what I taught you to do. And it obviously worked well. And like I said, there's always more than one way to get something done. And you improvised something that worked great. And if that's your preferred method and that's your thing to do, then you're welcome to do that instead of this. You know, we all
thank you.
Whatever works is great. Well done, Phyllis. So any other feedback or questions? And we got 14 other people who are not named Anna or Phyllis who haven't spoken. So if anyone else wants to unmute and share their experience or question, just jump right in. Or not. All right, last call for questions or comments on this or anything we've done tonight. Open call for any question or whatever related to this. Anna, hi.
How often should one do the next in line healing?
That's up to you.
Okay.
What I suggest is, do you understand how doing a good healing round can deepen your embodied awakening?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So how fast do you want to wake up? Is the question. So you could do it all day if you got time and inclination. There, you cannot overdo it. So It's totally up to you how much time and energy you want to devote to that. The more healing rounds you do, the faster you're going to wake up. Totally your corner. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions or comments? All right, looks like that's a wrap then. So I'm going to close the container. And before I do that, just feel your energy one last time. How do you feel right now compared to when we started this whole round tonight, an hour ago? Is there a difference in feeling? I feel a lot more tingly, a lot more blissful, a lot better. So I certainly feel better. So, and my experience tends to mirror the group. So it suggests to me that most of us at least have had a good experience here tonight. Fabulous. All right. So let's wrap it up. Please close your eyes and just relax as I close the container. Just feel whatever you feel. Pachamama. Mama Kia, we're a coach in tea. Queechi. Oh, that feels good. Thank you, Alice, for this beautiful evening of invocation practice for healing. So grateful for your support. So grateful to you all, allies. Thank you, allies. As we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Please remain with anyone who's been part of this live or on the recording for as long as it serves that person's highest good. Thank you. Allies, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? Whew. All right, that's our wrap. Thank you all so much for being here tonight. Well, we've had all kinds of openings for questions and comments, so probably no need to hang around for additional stuff. So such big thanks. Again, this is, it's probably worth mentioning, this is the very first Monday in a really long time that we have not done New Earth Support Team. And, you know, I announced the shift and it seemed to go great. Oh, you know what I forgot? I promised to do this. Allies, it's not too late. Please take all the good medicine that has been generated by this call and spread it out to all beings who will be served by it. And I feel the good energy going out. Let's leave a moment for it to go. Wow, it's like just a infinite radiation into space. It feels so good. Thank you, allies. Sorry, I didn't remember that till now, but I'm glad we got it done. All right, and that is a wrap. Thank you, each and every one. Got some thank yous in the chat. And Anna says, thank you, Benjamin and spiritual team, for leading this healing tonight. Lots more where that came from. Again, my book goes into full detail on this, and you can either get that now or in a few weeks, as I emailed you all earlier. The audio version of the book is going to be in our, it's going to replace our current invocation course, and the written from the book will be in there. I don't know if the entire book will be in there in segments or if I'll only put certain parts, but all the essential stuff will be there for sure. So thanks for your patience while I pull that together. I still haven't finished the audiobook, but that is going to come online soon here, God willing, by the end of March. We'll see. I'm going as fast as I can. So thanks, everyone. So grateful to each and every one of you. And again, we got events on Wednesday and Thursday. Show up live if you can. If not, see you on the recordings if you can make it. So grateful to each and every one of you for being here. Good night.